This podcast is brought to you by StarshipShirts.com. Find the coolest tees, mugs, and more inspired by Elon Musk's universe. Celebrate your love for SpaceX, Tesla, and beyond. And gear up with StarshipShirts.com, where every purchase is a launch pad for adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Elon Musk Podcast. In today's episode, we delve into the monumental shift in the media landscape as former Fox News host Tucker Carlson takes his signature provocative commentary to Elon Musk's social media platform, Twitter. In a move that challenges traditional media paradigms, Carlson's debut 10-minute show quickly accumulated a whopping 27 million views. He tackled a broad range of contentious topics from the Russian-Ukrainian conflict to extraterrestrial life, all the while echoing his famous conspiracy-fueled monologues from his Fox News days. Despite some controversies and the lower production quality of the video, this bold step into the digital media sphere signals a potential new direction for traditionally TV-based personalities. Now, the former Fox News host launched his eagerly anticipated new show on Twitter, covering an expansive range of topics: the assassination of JFK, UFOs, and 9/11. And within a few hours of airing, its 10 minutes got millions and millions of views due to Elon Musk. Now, Carlson, who once dominated the primetime slot on Rupert Murdoch's Fox News, produced the new show from what seemed to be a wooden cabin home studio. He kicked off with the bold assertion that American citizens are the least informed in the world, a sentiment he often expressed during his tenure at Fox. Carlson's new show can be seen as a louder and more fervent incarnation of his previous monologues on the Tucker Carlson Tonight Show. And despite the sudden end to his Fox career in April, Carlson's online engagement figures swiftly eclipsed those of his former employer. Even though the two platforms are not strictly comparable, the rapid uptake of his new show has left Fox lagging behind. In his final month on Fox, Carlson reportedly drew an average of 3.25 million viewers per show, helping set the agenda for the Republican Party and garnering support for the far right. And Fox News has struggled to match these figures with rotating hosts in the same 8 p.m. Eastern time slot, managing only about half the audience. Despite remaining contractually tied to Fox until January 2025 and earning an annual salary of more than $20 million, Carlson has enlisted high-profile attorney Brian Friedman to broker his departure from the network. His abrupt exit coincided with Fox's costly settlement of nearly $800 million for a defamation lawsuit by Dominion Voting System over false election fraud claims. Now, Carlson is also battling accusations of pervasive misogyny and harassment on his show, as well as facing a potential lawsuit from TCT's former senior booking producer, Abby Grossberg. Known for his controversial stands on Fox, often deemed racist and anti-immigrant, Carlson announced on May 9th that he would launch a show on Twitter, describing it as one of the few platforms left that allow free speech. However, the premiere of Tucker on Twitter might breach Carlson's FNC contract, or perhaps signal he is no longer bound by it. While Fox News and attorney Friedman have not commented on Carlson's new venture, Elon Musk, who recently returned from a highly publicized visit to China, lauded the launch on his struggling social media platform. Carlson's debut episode included numerous provocative statements, including harsh criticisms of Ukrainian President Zelensky, whom he derogatorily described as sweaty and rat-like, a comedian-turned-oligarch, a persecutor of Christians. He then went on to question the utilization of the billions of U.S. dollars sent to Ukraine and to instigate conspiracy theories about Black Lives Matter riots, the events of 9/11, and more. And the debut show also featured critiques of Senator Lindsey Graham's support for Ukraine, as well as discussions on race relations and a discussion with a former member of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, who claim that the U.S. government possesses alien spacecraft and dead alien pilots. Unsurprisingly, Carlson remained true to his confrontational and controversial style, promising to abandon the Twitter platform if it were to suppress his freedom of speech. He said, "We're told there are no gatekeepers here." He commented near the end of his pro-Russia monologue. Also said, "If that turns out to be false, we'll leave. But in the meantime, we are grateful to be here. We will be back with much more very soon." Now, having vowed to return to right-wing commentary with the show on Musk's Twitter, Carlson delivered on that promise, posting a 10-minute monologue that fans of his former Fox News show would find familiar. Critics and supporters alike tuned in, making the video a notable debut on the platform. And featuring his signature style of weaving conspiracy theories, Carlson maintained the rhetoric and themes that cemented his place in politics and on Fox News. As Katie Robertson and Jeremy Peters of the New York Times summarized the first episode, quote, "He expressed sympathy for President Vladimir Putin of Russia and mocked President Zelensky of Ukraine. He accused the mainstream media of lying. He wrapped up by declaring that UFOs and extraterrestrial life are actually real. As of today, we've come to Twitter," Carlson said in the video. "We're told there are no gatekeepers here. If that turns out false, we'll leave." His move to Twitter is not without complications, though. Still contractually linked with Fox News, the shift could strain ongoing exit negotiations with his former employer. Reports suggest that the influential Brian Friedman is aiding Carlson in this process. But however, the big question remains whether his new Twitter show can replicate the reach and influence of his previous Fox News slot. Fox News, under the stewardship of Rupert Murdoch, wields a unique power within the conservative media landscape. Thus, despite his popularity, Carlson's venture into the Twitterverse presents a formidable challenge if he aims to recapture his former prominence. Now, the first episode of Tucker on Twitter did little to quell those doubts. The bare-bones production and subpar audio quality starkly contrast with his former high-end Fox News setup, with Carlson even scrolling through the teleprompter himself. Now, however, despite the rather lackluster production value, Carlson's supporters and critics of mainstream media have hailed the launch as a triumph.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up!
Crispy crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The debut video registered over 20 million views. However, it's important to note that Twitter's video view count mythology remains ambiguous. Elon Musk himself stated that it simply counts if you saw the post on the X Twitter app or via web browser, not how long you watched. This methodology stands in stark contrast to Nielsen's measurement system, which calculates the average number of concurrent viewers rather than the cumulative number of views, making direct comparisons between Twitter and television platforms complex. Now, despite these potential drawbacks, Musk was quick to celebrate Carlson's adoption on his platform. He retweeted the video to his 140 million followers, commenting, "Would be great to have shows from all parts of the political spectrum on this platform." And this move signals a potential new chapter in media consumption, with digital platforms offering fresh arenas for traditional TV-based shows and personalities.